Before we get started, allow me to pray with you this morning. Let's bow together. Our Father, we do acknowledge today that you have been a good God to us. Lord God, this morning as we enter into this time of worship, where we will meet around your table and remember our Christ's sacrifice on our behalf, we are also mindful, Father, that through the course of this year, there have been some celebrations and there have been some heartache. Lord God, you've been faithful to be with us each step of the way, and we thank you for that faithfulness. Lord God, to prove that you cared about us and to be close to us, you sent us yourself in the form of a baby who grew to be a man who would offer himself up as payment for our sin. And Lord God, we owe you our very lives. This morning, as we consider transitioning into the Lord's Supper, we pray that you give us hearts that will receive the blessing you have given and eyes that will see it as you provide it, not only today, but in the days ahead. As we celebrate you, we pray that you would guide us now this morning. Fill us with your Spirit and give us insight. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen. This past week, I was directed to think about Christmas lights. I read a devotional early on in the week, and perhaps you did too, out of the Our Daily Bread devotional about testimony of a woman who was sitting down, very depressed, had lost her husband, her father through the year, and just wasn't feeling very celebrative in the season. But as she sat and looked at some lights on a Christmas tree, she began to be encouraged, and the Lord spoke to her through just the lights that were shining on the tree. It got me to thinking, lights are a big part of our Christmas celebration. We have some wonderful neighbors who put up lights every year, and kind of forces us to get in the attic and get ours down and to put ours up. And this year, they made them so bright, it shines on our house, so we don't need lights. But it is beautiful to see those lights in the nighttime to shine and to think what God's plan was and how he utilized light in order to reach mankind where he was. And I think it's important that we maybe focus a little bit on light this morning. When you read about the birth of Christ in Scripture, there's references to that birth in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. The prophecies that are given and then the fulfillment of it in the New Testament. But in the Old Testament, chapter 49, listen to verse 6. And this is not our text for this morning, but this is a text where God says, "It's too small a thing that you should be my servant." He's God speaking to the Lord Jesus and given in prophecy. "It's too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also make you a light of the nations, a light of the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." This idea of light, this theme of light, was in the Old Testament as well as in the New, of exposing what is wicked, of showing that which is good. In chapter 60, verses 1 through 3 of Isaiah's record, we find these words. They may be familiar to some of you. "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, deep darkness the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you, and nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." There is this hope that is brought forth, even in the midst of prophecy about their exile and their being taken out of the land. Israel heard a word of hope from God that the light will shine. The light will come and glare its brightness upon them, and then they will be able to shine that light to the Gentiles, to the nations of the world. Even Jesus in his ministry, in John chapter 8, as there was a festival, what they called the Festival of Lights, taking place, Jesus declared in verse 12, saying, "I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." It's not just about light shining, it's about bringing life into the picture. Jesus introduced himself to the crowds as the very light of the world, that which would bring you out of your darkness and bring you into the light of life. It's not the first place that the Apostle John speaks about life, because when he introduces the Lord, in fact, in the very beginning of this letter, he starts off saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." And then down in verse 9, "There was this true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world was made through him, but the world did not know him. But for those who did receive him, to them he gave the right to be called the children of God." When this light shines, there are some who will reject it. There are some who will not see it, but there will be others who will receive that light. And that light will be their very life. That light of the love of God that is shown through in Christ will be the very life of mankind. We've been studying Revelation in our Wednesday night studies. And through the course of that study, we learned that heaven will not require a sun or a moon or stars, because the Lord himself will be our light, and he will shine the entire time. And so we will not be needing any kind of light, because the Lord himself is the light. What's even more interesting is that Jesus shared with his listeners in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, "You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. And a city that's on a hill cannot be hidden. You don't take a light and put a bushel over it. Instead, you put it in a place where it can light the whole room." He said, "Therefore, let your light so shine before men that they see the works and they glorify your Father who's in heaven." There's this call from the Lord Jesus Christ, not only that he is the light, but that he has called us to be reflectors of that light as well, and to shine that light so others see it and then they turn to the Lord God. But remember, this is not about us. The light is about him. He is the light. He is the one who brought light to us so that we might be able to share it with others and take part in that light. But I think the Apostle Paul shared it best in the epistle, and I'd like to share that with you. This is our main text for this morning, and so allow me to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 through 11. You may stand in honor of the reading of the Word. The Apostle Paul, in writing this letter, is encouraging the church and talking and defending the gospel that he's been preaching. And so he says in verse 5, "For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God who said, 'Light shall shine out of darkness,' is the one who shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves. We're afflicted in every way, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but not despairing. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying around about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh." Let's pray together. Father, we want to humble ourselves before you, before the truth of this word, as we enter into the celebration of the sacrifice of our Christ in fulfilling his mission, bringing us light. Lord God, thank you. Teach us and draw us close to you this morning through this word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. This passage has a lot to reveal, and if you know me well, you know I'd love to go verse by verse, and this would be a long study. But this morning, we're just going to highlight. This passage is about the Apostle Paul wanting the church to recognize that Jesus is that image of the invisible God who has been sent down to represent God in all of His radiance, in all of His truth, in all of His power, so that the church might be encouraged in times that would prove otherwise difficult. The Apostle Paul experienced all these things he talked about in this passage of Scripture, where he said, we are afflicted and crushed and perplexed and persecuted and struck down. Paul, he experienced all of those things, but he found his strength and endurance in yielding to Christ and resting in what God has promised through Jesus. And he wanted the church to experience that very same thing. What a shame it would be that Christmas might come and go, and that we as His children would miss out on this wonderful gift of His presence that He desires for us to know and to have. That's what the Apostle Paul is speaking about here. He said, we're not preaching ourselves. We want to preach Jesus. We're bondservants to Him. We want to preach Him and Him first. And God is the one who presented us with this gift of Christ. He said, for God who spoke and said, light shall shine out of darkness. That's a reference to the creation. In the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then He created light. He said, let there be light. All was chaos and darkness. But He spoke light out of nothing. Where did He speak it from? Himself, because He's light. So He spoke that Himself would be what would radiate a dark world. And from that first moment of speaking light into our history, the Lord had a plan to speak light into our life even today. This God who said, light shall shine out of darkness at creation, is the one who's shone in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. What that's saying is those who've been converted, you have had the light turned on inside of you. When people say, I saw the light, they're not kidding. That's biblical. That the Lord God shone the light inside of your heart so that you might see yourself as you are in light of who Christ is in all His holiness. I don't know about you, but when I look at God in His holiness and then I look at myself, I see what a needful, pitiful person that I am, because His holiness is just so pure and out there. But God has made a way whereby I can be redeemed by taking on my sin through the person of Christ Jesus. The scripture that boggles my mind is in this very same passage, or in this same chapter, same book, chapter 5, verse 21, that says, God made Him who had no sin to become sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God through Christ. When a person surrenders himself to Christ, He takes away our sin. It's as if He was the sinner, even though He wasn't. He was sinless and perfect. Only way He could take on our sin and satisfy God was to be a perfect offering, sinless. And He was. But it was as if He took our sin and then gave us His righteousness, which we don't deserve and haven't earned and no way could ever live up to. And so this is what the Apostle Paul's saying, and that's what I hope we celebrate this year, is that God has given us a light of the knowledge of the glory of God that's been revealed to us in the face of Christ. And Christ Jesus is that light that came into the world, walked into our darkness, and allowed us to now walk in the light as He is in the light. Remember last week we talked about how He came to be a Savior. He came to save His people from their sins. That was the message the angel gave to Mary. It was the message the angel gave to Joseph. It was the very same message the angel gave to the shepherds, if you remember, out in the fields. He's your Savior. You're Christ. He's been born to you in Bethlehem. And here's a sign, go see Him. A baby lying in a manger wrapped in clothes. And that's what they saw when they went and they celebrated. That message is true today. Our Savior has been born to us, and He is a light that has come into a dark world. And that's what we celebrate this morning, because the only way that He could overcome that was by offering Himself up as a sacrifice. When we go to this table, we're remembering the body and the blood of Jesus through the bread and the juice. Jesus offered Himself up completely, and He gave of His blood, His life source. He gave it all. And as we take of it, we remember. That's what the scripture says. Jesus said, when you take of this, remember Me. Remember My sacrifice. Well, that's a great gift for us. You know, at Christmas time, We're the ones that benefit. We get to celebrate. We eat all the nice foods. We give gifts. We receive gifts. We have joy. We have parties. What does Jesus get? Hopefully Jesus gets us as his gift back. Out of a heart of obedience and a heart of worship and a heart of trust and a heart of service to him. Heart of sacrifice and offering. Perhaps that's what we can give to the Lord this year in celebration of his birthday in response to the light that he's shown into our lives. Coming into our darkness, bringing light. And so when we combine Lord's Supper this morning into the candlelight service, it's a celebration that continues. We think on the salvation of our Lord. We celebrate his coming and the birth, that he would grow to be a sacrifice, and that he has brought light into our darkness and now called us to carry that light into the world. When we light those candles in a little while, we're going to turn the lights off, and it's going to be dark in here except for the candles. That's symbolic of what we ought to be doing when we leave this building and go into the world. Because the world's dark, and we can see it more and more every day. But because Christ was born, he has enabled us to take the light and to shine it so that the world may see. And there's no greater gift that we can give our fellow man than the life eternal that comes through Christ Jesus. I pray this morning that as we enter into this time of sitting around the Lord's table as his children, as his bride, that we will take seriously his sacrifice as a result of his coming in his birth, that we will take serious his sacrifice and consider our part in carrying that light that he has brought into our lives into the world. Because this is such a serious ordinance to believers, we ask that if you have trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, he is the Lord of your life, you have followed him in obedience and you continue to strive to do that, that you're invited to be a part of this table. There may be some who've not trusted Christ, and we ask you to refrain. But we aren't wanting to be hard-nosed about it, so we're not going to check your ID. We want you to celebrate. We want you to know God loves you, and his desires for all people to know him. It probably won't happen. In fact, Scripture tells us it won't. But as we come to celebrate him, it's our desire to celebrate him in truth and in holiness. And so let's go to this table. We're going to invite our deacons to come as they prepare and then distribute the elements. Allow me to pray with you. Father, as we move into this portion of our worship and we begin to consider your death, the sacrifice that you made so that we might experience salvation by grace through faith alone, and Lord God, you have done incredible things to make that happen. And at Christmas time especially, we can meditate in the wonder and in the glory and in the miraculous way that you brought about the birth of Christ. And Father, in the ways that you brought him to adulthood so that he might carry out that sacrifice that satisfied your righteous wrath against sin. Lord God, may we thank you this morning as we take these elements for planting faith inside of us that we might respond and trust you for our eternal life, for forgiveness of sin, and to enable us to be able to carry this good news in earthen vessels to others around us who are walking in darkness. Lord God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for that gift of light. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the light. Amen.